Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment indeed, especially when it comes to being a champion city, and it looks like Silver City is it.
That's right. Late last week, we saw big excitement up in Albuquerque at the women's high school softball championship tournament. We, for a long time, you know, Grant County has a history in both baseball and softball, having really strong teams. But this year, we saw both of our county school districts, Silver and Cobre, go head-to-head several times up in Albuquerque, eventually ending up together in the final game for the whole series. And in the end, it went back and forth, but the Silver High Lady Colts were squeaked through and were able to top the Lady Indians for the state title. We had a lot of tension in office as well as all over the community with folks having their children on each team, and it was a lot of excitement.
A lot of excitement, and I would imagine a friendly rivalry.
Sometimes friendlier than others.
Well, that is true. That is true. Let's talk about budget. Talk to me about how local organizations are dealing with a budget crunch.
Well, this time of year, our front page is always dominated by this, as every local government entity, from school boards and our local university, Western New Mexico University, to our towns, are all putting together the pieces for their budget for the next fiscal year. For at least the second year in a row, happens amidst a state legislature that's going to have to go to special session to fix their own budget. And while they've held off in the last few years, local organizations from the town of Silver City to Western New Mexico University have finally come to the realization that they're just going to have to raise the revenue themselves, that there's nothing in Santa Fe for them. So we have the town of Silver City considering a property tax hike, and because of state deadlines, they're going to have to pass that before the state gets back from the special session, if they're going to at all. So everyone's biting their nails here.
What are local legislators saying about the budget crunch?
Well, everyone's acknowledging it, but there are plenty of different strategies that everyone's talking about. We have our Republican representative, Rebecca Dow, is focusing really hard on the tax reform issue, as the governor has called for. But some of our longer-standing senators and representatives here are really sticking by the budget that they passed in the last session, and they think it just requires a few tweaks to go back to the governor. So we'll see how everything plays out.
Let's talk about something that is happier times here. Annual events coming up in Silver City.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Grant County summer season of events is really kicking off now. We, in just the next few weekends, we already had Continental Divide Trail Days. That was a big success. We had the Western's 50th annual Great Race. But coming up, we have this weekend, we've got a big concert and a lot of graduations. But after that, we have the Silver City Blues Festival next weekend, next Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the weekend after that, we've got the Wild West Pro Rodeo that's coming back to town. So everybody's looking forward to some back-to-back fun.
All right, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you, sir.